If you were in Paris this week, besides being odds on that you're more than casually involved in climate issues, you might have come across the work of designer and typographer Jonathan Barnbrook. Barnbrook's London design practice does plenty of work creating typeface and design projects for clients such as Damien Hirst and the V&A, but it also devotes a substantial chunk of its time to design activism. Barnbrook created a series of fake Volkswagen ads that appeared on bus stops around Paris this week, one featuring the iconic VW Beetle, below a headline reading, "Drive cleaner or just pretend to." But it's one of the designer's other clients, David Bowie, who we talked about first when I visited Barnbrook's North London studio. Bowie's new album, Black Star, like Bowie's comeback album, The Day After, was also designed by Jonathan Barnbrook. In the fear
of all men. How rigid are you about it? Do you carve away a portion of your time which will be used on activist work, or does it come in the daily flow of things?
Well, the first thing is to survive. I mean, it's not to make lots of money. The thing is that we survive and we continue doing the work which is on our terms. So whatever it takes to do that within the ethical framework we have. And then activist work tends to come in, and we'll just put our heart and soul into it. It's quite different in that it has to be done really quickly usually. And, you know, the two aren't separate. There'll be the non-commercial work, the activist work, which influences the commercial work, like work for an exhibition. You know, we do a lot of cultural work because we feel that's ethically one of the better things to do. We still believe in the process of a museum educating and elevating people's lives. I mean, for instance, working with Adbusters influenced the next day the David Bowie cover with the obliteration of the face, because that's in the long line of tradition of subverting adverts where you go out and deface something. It so happens it was turned around the other way to sell a record. But if I hadn't worked with Adbusters and hadn't known that heritage, we wouldn't have come up with that solution as well. I started working with him as a result of designing a book for his wife, Iman, and I think he saw my work via Damien Hirst, who I'd worked with a project on him for that. And really, music has been the source of wanting to get into design, because I used to buy records when I was younger, look at the covers, and there's something that you couldn't explain happened. You would listen to the music, look at the cover, and there's some confirmation of being right about the artist or making the music more beautiful. And the record covers meant much more to me than any other design around, because they were purely emotional. How you could create visuals and make them work with something like music, I never understood. Sometimes people don't know the process. I think it's the case for Bowie as well. They become a conduit for an ideology or a spirit of the time. They can't explain why they've done something, and it may only reveal itself several years later.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz.
The album that people said marked a return for Bowie was the Next Day, and your treatment of that was particularly radical, and it seemed to just kind of slap the face of earlier record designers.
For the Next Day, I think the whole role of a record cover had changed. It was primarily vinyl when Heroes came out, which is what the cover was reusing. And we see music in various different digital forms, not just the actual music itself, but on a website, on a review, all these kind of things. And so it had to be an image that worked well at different sizes. So we wanted to sort of obliterate the past, but also acknowledge it on the cover. Now, all it is isn't one of his old covers with a white square over the top. And the main criticism was that it could have been done in 5 minutes in Mac Paint. But actually, to get something very simple, it's quite a torturous process, and it was a case of refining and refining to sort of cut through all the stuff that's going on in the world today, all the visual images you're presented with, you know, thousands and thousands each day. It was quite a difficult process, really. When you release an album, it is like you're creating a new language for the world. I always felt that when I was younger, you know, you'd wait for this artist who hadn't produced something for 2 or 3 years and been in the media. Suddenly there'd be an album. There'd be the graphics which confirm this new world. And to make every part of that graphics new, I thought was an ideal kind of thing for that particular album. With the Black Star, what the album cover is a black star. But that's because we didn't want to make it too explicit. You know, we could have put a black hole on the front or some other kind of reference to Black Star or Black Diamond, you know, and actually wanted to leave it open and sort of put little bits within the visual language around it.
You have talked about it as part of the world of emoji, which is something that's sort of impinging on typography now more and more. And it seems like a vote of confidence in the emoji in some ways.
It does. I mean, originally I didn't think of it as actually being emoji, just a character from a standard typeface. But, you know, language evolves. I do think that typography should reflect that. And I'm sure in 1,000 years' time, you know, letter forms will be unrecognisable possibly from all the way they're used from now. And technology has always affected language and the written word. I mean, drawing something with a broad-nibbed pen is a technology, and that affected the letter forms. And now computers are affecting the letter forms. And the fact that something has to shift from technology to technology is affecting the letter forms. And attention spans are affecting letter forms. People abbreviate and people use emojis because of attention spans. And it's very interesting and exciting. I don't think it should be ignored, really. It should be embraced. One thing I want to say about CDs, people often talk about them being difficult to design for. And they say digital is even more difficult to design for. It's only, you know, a couple of centimetres. But actually, if you look through the history of stamp design, for instance, there's some amazing stuff. And I don't know why people can't think about iTunes or Spotify, that little icon, as an opportunity to scale things up and down. And that's what we try to do with Black Star. We try to have something that works small, works big with impact, also can work in all different media. So that's a new problem for designers to solve, and that's what designers should be doing. They shouldn't be complaining about these limitations. They should use them as an opportunity.
Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried.
Jonathan Barnbrook there, and Black Star is due for release on January 8th, Bowie's 69th birthday. We'll have the next part of that conversation with Jonathan Barnbrook on graphic protest, brand hacking, and the designer's typeface based on the Free Derry mural next time on Culture File.